But
this is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. Dial in toll-free and bring us anything you'd like. 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we have been talking about the Chick-fil-A kiss-in, as it was expected to happen today. One of our callers said he went into Chick-fil-A and didn't see anything going on. But then again, you know, I don't think the idea is for people to go and make out. That's
right.
That's not the suggestion here. The idea is that someone would just go to a Chick-fil-A and presumably have lunch with their loved one who is of the same sex, and at some point they would kiss one another during the component.
I pictured, like, you know, hordes of people, like a gay pride parade, going to Chick-fil-A and all kissing at once.
I doubt that. I mean, they only had 15,000 people across the whole country who said they would go and do this. Not that it matters when someone says they're going to do something. What matters is whether or not they actually do it. But if you divvy up 15,000 people over however many hundreds of Chick-fil-A stores there are over an entire business day, you're not looking at a huge amount of people at any given time period participating in this. So maybe you did see something in today's kiss-in. Did it happen where you live? Were people shocked? Were they appalled? Were they offended? And if someone is shocked, appalled, and offended, does that mean it's bad activism? Is it bad activism when people are upset about your methods? Because it seems to me that things that could offend could possibly also be very effective activism. I'm not saying this is effective. I don't know. I'm not going to, draw a conclusion on this. I don't have a skin in this particular game. I can't participate in this activism in any
you
way,
could.
Shape, or form. I could, but I don't have a boyfriend. I'm not gay.
You don't have to be in a committed relationship, Ian, to kiss someone.
True, you're right, but they are asking for people who are actually in a relationship and kiss. Otherwise, it's kind of forced. That's not really the point, I don't think.
I just have this image of you wanting to do, like, civil distance Chick-fil-A and, like, finding some guy. And
Derek
just, like,
J.
Yeah, like, kind of wanting to do it for liberty, but not really wanting to, and it's funny to me.
If I were into being gay, I would totally be in Derek J. Anyway, we'll continue
straight.
With Cheryl. Cheryl, you're back on Free Talk Live, and you just barely had gotten your thoughts out before we had to go to the news break. So please, go ahead with what you were going to say.
Oh, it's all good. What I was going to say is I have very conservative Christian friends, and one of them posted on Facebook today that they were appalled that eating at Chick-fil-A on Wednesday was considered hate speech. I mean, do you consider that hate speech, first of all?
No, I don't think that's hate speech. I think that what was going on Wednesday was this support Chick-fil-A day, and people were supporting Chick-fil-A on Wednesday for different reasons. So we had people call the show who were saying that they wanted to support Chick-fil-A because in some cities, city bureaucrats or the city mayor has made some sort of statement, like in Boston, where the mayor said, we're not going to let you come into this city. Those people were supporting Chick-fil-A because they wanted to support them because they were being prohibited from building a store just because of the viewpoints of the founders of the company, which, that was their reason for supporting Chick-fil-A. I don't think that reason is going to affect anything because the bureaucrats in Boston don't know why you went to Chick-fil-A.
Right. It would depend on why you're going to Chick-fil-A. Like, I guess you could be going to Chick-fil-A, to support them in, because you really do hate gays or you have some bigotry for gay people. And, I guess in that way, what you're doing with your freedom of speech is, it's about hate. So I could see jump.
You'd have to do something to indicate that.
So just showing up at Chick-fil-A wouldn't.
Right. If you showed up at Chick-fil-A with an I hate gays t-shirt on, then, we'd know what your position was.
I want all speech to be protected anyway, even if it's hateful. I don't care.
I agree. Yeah. Well, here's your idea. Since the kiss-in is, I think it was today. The kiss-in at Chick-fil-A.
Yep.
Yes. Anyways, it's supposed to be today. So she suggested that any Christians or anybody that saw her post, whatever, that sees any gay couples in a Chick-fil-A, buy them a dessert. Buy them both a dessert, And I thought
that's a nice idea
to interact that, you know.
I wish someone would buy me some Chick-fil-A ice cream. I miss that. I used to really enjoy their...
They do have good ice cream.
And here's my one other point before I get off the phone with y'all. For those people that get indignant about gay marriage and everything, in my opinion, as a Christian, the thing the church should do, people that are in church, they should use this opportunity to take marriage back from the state. We should have never given it to the state in the first place. This is a,
right.
It began as a religious institution. And if you want to keep it that way, don't let the state take control of it. That's where we went wrong, you know.
Good point, Cheryl. I'm with you on that. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Bob on our Facebook, Bob Neighbors, says, I'm a Christian and I work at Chick-fil-A. If Mr. Cathy actually cared about traditional marriage, he'd do like Ron Paul and support the state getting out of marriage. Yes, Chick-fil-A is franchised. That was an answer to our question from earlier tonight. And he says that Mr. Cathy should read John 5:22 and John 3:17, and then he cites those passages, which basically says even the Father judges no one. So, like, hey, look, buddy, if you're a Christian, you shouldn't be judging on people, is essentially what his point is. But then again, there's passages in the Bible that justify all manner of different things. Let's go to Angie, ladies first. Angie calling, listening to the Big Talker FM down in the Wilmington, North Carolina area. Hey, Angie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind today?
You're new to our area, so I don't really know you guys that well.
Mm-hmm.
You've just been on here for about a week or so.
Yeah, about 2 weeks now, yep.
Yeah, 2 weeks, okay. What I'm not understanding is when, after the last break, when you came back, you said about something about, you know, people being able to be who they are and people need to do not get on other people if they're a certain way. And am I saying that halfway correctly?
I'd say that's about right. Yeah, you have to me, if you ever want to be free in your life, you have to allow others to be free.
Okay. So why is the corporate man with Chick-fil-A, why is he not allowed to be free and be who he is?
I think that he absolutely is allowed to be free. But I think that if you know, that doesn't mean that there aren't consequences as far as, like, fact is, not everybody follows that particular viewpoint. And some people are of the perspective that, you know, it's not okay to be hateful towards others, and they're going to speak out against it. So I think
why is it specifically hateful towards others to say that in your belief that marriage should only be between a man and a woman? Why is that hateful towards
I think the reason that it seems hateful, and I would kind of agree that there's, like, an aspect of, like, at least unacceptance there, is because getting married, like, so imagine, you know, that you're learning about marriage, like, you know, you grow up, your parents are married, it's something that you want to do, you see yourself doing, it's part of your plan in life, and then someone tells you that because of the way you are, you don't have that option. No, we're just not going to allow it for you because of how you are. And you feel like you couldn't help but the way you are. Like, maybe you have blonde hair and that's why you can't get married. And I know that that's going to be controversial because some people think that being gay is a choice. But I just really think that it's silly to think that it's a choice because...
Why would anyone choose that
for themselves? Because I mean, some people might choose it for themselves because they just, like, you know, I've known people in school to say that they're, like, bisexual maybe, and, like, it turned out, no, they probably aren't really bisexual. They're just, you know, because it was somehow cool or angsty or something. But, like, no, it's really, like, you know, especially if you're a guy, I think it matters a lot which gender you are, as far as the cultural acceptance of being gay. If you're a gay guy and you see yourself getting married later and someone says that you can only marry a woman, but you know that you'll never marry a woman because you're not attracted to women, then you're just depriving that person of having a union with another person just because you don't like that they the kind of person they want to have that with.
It's one thing to have an opinion about what other people do, and I think it's healthy to have opinions. That's, you know, everybody has to have one. But it's one thing to have an opinion, and it's another thing to use, you know, the guns of government, the force of the state, to enforce your opinion on others. And Angie, I'd like to invite you to stand by.
That guy is not doing that.
Well, hang on. Yes, he is, because they're giving money to organizations that absolutely are doing those things. So stand by, Angie. I'll put you on hold. We'll come back. More with you in a moment if you'd like to stick with us here. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can share your thoughts and bring up what's on your mind. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you thinking about doing something with a mortgage? Don't know who or what to ask or who you can trust? You have to be real careful. If you're thinking about a mortgage for purchasing or refinancing a home, or are 62 or older and considering a reverse mortgage to live on the home's equity, you should call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice, Incorporated. They're still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America where there has never been a fee or charge to consumers for the Today in America series of free consumer protection guides. They can even help you arrange a free consultation with a licensed mortgage professional in your area who is a member of the Center-sponsored LendingAllianceUSA.com. There are guides for purchasing and refinancing homes, reverse mortgages for seniors 62 or older, and even a guide about credit restoration. Call the Center today to arrange for your choice of any or all of their guides, or for a consultation. Call 1-800-593-6406. That's 1-800-593-6406.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 3rd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,596.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,637. $818.50 for a half ounce or $409.25 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,637, $818.50, and $409.25.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring whatever you want. Toll free number here is 855-453. Certainly the topic du jour at the moment is Chick-fil-A and the varied protests and such controversy that has been swirling about them, giving them all manner of free publicity.
Let me just say, this conversation makes me really hungry for chicken.
Is that right?
It does.
Thankfully, I had some earlier today, so I have my chicken hunger has been satiated. We were at the county fair earlier. 855-450-FREE. You can, of course, join us on the phones. Also online as well at freetalklive.com, where we have a number of features that are waiting there for you, including archives going all the way back to late 2006. You can just click and download and get as many as you'd like. They're all free at freetalklive.com. And we don't care what your sexual orientation is. You can download and listen to this show if you're encouraged to do so. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And by the way, the SoundCloud link on the left-hand side of the page, if you go to freetalklive.com, look under Listen and Share. You'll see our SoundCloud link there. That takes you to a bunch more archives that all have the Share button on them, and the Share button allows you to easily post your favorite shows to Free Talk Live. So maybe... or maybe you hate us, too. You could also share our show because you hate us, if you want. So if you are outraged or incensed or happy or elated about some of the things we're talking about, hit that share button and share us on your Facebook, Twitter, or webpage, or wherever it is you want to, your blog, and tell people what you think about Free Talk Live, and maybe you'll get some extra folks to listen, which would be great. Once again, freetalklive.com. And Bitcoin is something that's really important for you to know about. We're going to get right back into your calls, but I want to make sure that you know that Bitcoin allows anyone, even people with bad credit, to send and receive payments with anyone, anywhere in the world. You don't ask anyone's permission to get started in Bitcoin. You just go download and install the program and then go to bitinstant.com to get your Bitcoins and load up your account. There's just so much that's happening with Bitcoin. It, by the way, eclipsed $10. I don't have the current price in front of me, but I will pull it up here. I had heard earlier today, yeah, right now it's actually near $11. So Bitcoin has been kind of jumping up quite a bit over the last few months.
It's reassuring.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you never know what's going to happen. You know, I'm not recommending this as an investment, but I am recommending Bitcoin as something different. It's good to have different money that's not Federal Reserve notes. And not only is this different, it's unique. It's something that is not manufactured by a corporation. It is not manufactured by the government or any government of the world. In fact, the governments hate the Bitcoin because they, if they understand it, and most of these government guys have no idea what it is, but if they understand it, they're threatened by it because the fact is people using Bitcoin means they can completely bypass the old guard. They can completely bypass the banking system and all these gatekeepers as far as the money system is concerned. It's amazing. Go to weusecoins.org to learn more about it. There's a quick 2-minute video there that you can spend a little bit of time on to learn more. Once again, that's weusecoins.org. As we continue with your calls, Angie's on the line listening to relatively new affiliate, the Big Talker FM there in the Wilmington area. And Angie, glad you stayed with us. We were talking about allowing others to be free and make choices for themselves. And you asked, I think, a pretty good question about the CEO of Chick-fil-A. You know, pointing out that he has a certain viewpoint about gay people, and shouldn't we be allowing him to do that? And you said it's not necessarily a hateful viewpoint. And I said that, well, what he did was he and his company have given money to organizations that absolutely are promoting, you know, bigotry against gay people. And I don't like that. And just because I speak out about it doesn't mean I don't allow them to have that viewpoint. I would never advocate that anyone hurt those people for having that viewpoint or jail them or do anything like that.
It's not so much whether you agree or disagree with him, but you hear people saying that, oh, he's hating them and he's doing this and doing that. And I don't think that having an opinion whether someone should be in a same-sex marriage or whether they should have tattoos or whether they should whatever, that it means you hate the person. Whether you think an action is right or not right, like murder, it doesn't mean you have to hate that person. Just have that opinion.
It's a little different, though, to me, because... Well, it's not, I don't know if it's hate, but it's like non-acceptance. It's just like stubborn, no, I refuse to accept that.
It's non-acceptance, because it's not that we're not, it's we or him or whoever, whatever the situation is, that you're not accepting a person as opposed to the action. If my child does something wrong, I'm not going to accept that action, but I'm going to love him unconditionally.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean if he goes around and he lies, I do not like that. That is not right.
I think you're making
not
a good point.
Good value and integrity, not that they don't. Or like someone with tattoos, it doesn't mean they don't. You can't love them or you don't love them or they don't have a wonderful whatever, agree in every other way. But you have to, I mean, it doesn't mean you don't love the person.
You've made a great point tonight. Angie, I totally agree with what you're saying. I think that at least when the, you know, maybe hate is a bit of a strong word, but bigotry is definitely, I think, appropriate here. Especially, you know, you can love somebody, but you don't love somebody by legislating against them. And you don't love somebody by advocating that someone shouldn't be able to do something they want to do.
You do that against murderers, you do that against pedophiles, you do that against thieves.
Well, those are people who've harmed another human being.
Speeders
haven't hurt anybody. I don't think that should be illegal. But here's what I'm trying to say to you. I agree with you about your points about hate versus love versus allowing all the things that you said there. I just think that when you give money to an organization that is actively working against the freedoms of another human being, you're expressing some sort of, you know, hatred at some level, certainly a bigotry and an activist kind of trying to control other people. And that's not allowing. That's not the allowing that I was talking about earlier. Is when you're trying to control others, you're not allowing them to be free. You're not allowing this Dan character from Chick-fil-A does not want gay people to get married. So he is essentially being an activist in an attempt to try to control the lives of others. That's not a loving viewpoint. Wouldn't you agree?
So does that mean I'm an activist because in North Carolina I voted against the Same-Sex Marriage Act? I agreed that it should not be allowed here.
Well, yes. It's like a sticky
That's
thing
right.
because I... Well,
yeah,
I
you'd
know.
Be an activist for voting against.
Okay.
You would be an activist for voting against.
Do you think she's hateful?
No, I don't think you're necessarily hateful, but you're doing something that's bigoted.
I think I have an opinion and a value that's there that I have a right to vote, and if I don't vote, then I should just keep my mouth shut, but I don't go around.
Well, I think that's ridiculous.
I'm really obsessed with, you know, like you discussed with your. These are conversations, you know, you just don't even have unless it comes up on the news. You don't go around talking about all this stuff. And if somebody makes a comment, they make it, you agree or you don't agree.
Well, that's because...
You're not forcing it down your throat.
The news makes everything so political and takes it and bastardizes things that, you know, these are like honest conversations if it's okay to be attracted to the same sex. Like, that is an honest conversation that people, you know, apparently we still need to have this conversation amongst one another as humans. But the news takes it and turns it into some kind of, like, political thing. Like, you know, right, so like, you know...
If he hated them, he would tell him not to come in a store or he'd do something else.
You're right. You're absolutely right. But then again, he would be open to lawsuits. And I think that he should be free to ban gay people from his store if that's what he wants to do. And he's not because of certain laws that have been passed. I think that bigots should be revealed for who they are and that we should be able to choose and say, well, if you're going to be a bigot, I'm not going to come into your store. I'm not going to patronize you. So I think you made some really solid points, and I hope you'll continue to interact with us. I appreciate your call tonight, Angie. Thank you. For making it. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. But it absolutely was an activist move to vote against gay marriage in that case. More coming up. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. SACL-CAI toll-free line, toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind, though lots of people want to talk about the Chick-fil-A situation here, which we'll be happy to take your calls about it. 1-855-450-3733. Here with you, it's Ian.
And Allie.
And we invite you over to freetalklive.com. All the features we give you there are completely free, and those include the Shrine of Female Listeners, with the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing the listeners of the program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see that there, and if you're a lady listener who'd like to be part of the Shrine, the instructions are there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Allie, I know you said you wanted to slip in a thought here before we continue with the calls. Go ahead.
I did. So when Ian says things like you have to allow others to be free, I agree with that. And I think that, you know, but what does it mean to allow others
Good
to be
question.
Free? So, you know, allowing doesn't mean supporting everyone and everything they do.
Right.
It just means that you're not going to coerce someone out of doing something when they're not harming anyone. Like, the only appropriate use of force is defensive. Like, if your life or your property is in jeopardy, you can use force against someone, but you can't use force. It's inappropriate to use force against someone to get them to stop doing something just because you find what they're doing to go against your religion or whatever it is.
You nailed that one. Let's go to Jacob, also listening to the Big Talker FM in North Carolina. Hey, Jacob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening.
Welcome.
I really appreciate the diversity of opinions.
We like that on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I would really like to talk about this, but I would rather you guys in the future, if you could do a show on the formula for minimum wage and the imbalance in wages in the country, and also the fracking, if that's even a word.
Well, first of all, y'all are new there in the Wilmington area to Free Talk Live. And I'm glad that we're on the air down there five nights a week, which is great. We don't, like, usually we just don't do a show on a topic. Free Talk Live isn't the same as a lot of talk shows where they'll select a topic and they'll only talk about that one topic for either an entire hour or an entire show. So we can come to the table with show prep items. So I did come to the table with a kiss in tonight, but that wasn't the thing we talked about right out of the gate. So if there's ever a topic you want to discuss, all you have to do is call up and talk about it. So if one of those items would please you, then by all means, let's talk about that. Or if you have a comment on something else, you can do that too. It's up to you.
Okay. I'll be quick on the whole homosexual thing. You know, most relationships I've ever been in, I've always chose to be in that relationship. You know, I had a choice in that matter. So I don't think it's a matter of a choice. The only choice I didn't have is who my parents were. The other thing is,
hang on a second. You don't just get to breeze by it. We do want to have ask questions and have a conversation. So when you're saying that, yeah, obviously it's a choice to get into a relationship. But I think what Allie was saying, and I would agree with her, is that your sexual orientation is not a choice. You know, if you're straight, we're born straight. If you're gay, we're likely born gay as well. At least that's what I've been told by the people that I know in my life who are gay.
Which leads to my next point, and this will answer your question. No baby is born with the no baby is born wanting to have sex with the same sex. That's a learned and it's a developed behavior. That's what it is.
How do you know?
No child is born wanting to have sex.
I'm trying to think of a good analogy. I can't, just because when you're born, you don't come out like, all right, I'm ready to get down and have sex with someone as soon as you're out of the gate. Like, you have to realize that, like, puberty is when these things start to happen. You start realizing opening yourself up to your sexual side.
I completely understand that.
There's
developed behavior because you can be inclined to love someone who's masculine if you're a male. I've seen some little guys with some women who look like they could be on MMA, you know?
Well, sure, and there's the whole range, right? I mean, you're right about that. There's a whole range of who's attracted to what, and, you know, some men like certain features, and others like different features. Some men like older women, some men like younger women, some men like their contemporaries. I mean,
that's all learned and developed behavior for that individual person.
I buy it.
There's no doubt that society and the environment is an important stimulant as far as what people end up doing. No doubt about it. However, to say that people come out of the womb without a sexual, you know, orientation, or excuse me, that people come out of the womb without wanting sex, you're right. As a baby, they're not wanting sex. But as Allie points out, when they get to puberty, that's inevitably something that's going to happen. Right. And if nobody's there to teach them how to have sex, eventually they're going to figure out how the parts fit together on their own. Right.
And the only way they're going to figure that out is by experimentation. And that's exactly
true.
What it is. And
but there's an attraction factor as well. You don't there's an attraction factor as well, man. You don't, you know, when you're growing up, I remember in second grade finding girls attractive. But there are men and women who remember as early on as they can remember in, you know, elementary school or earlier.
You remember having your mother and father in front of you kissing and hugging. And you had that learned, developed behavior. That's what you had. See, when you seen that and you were attracted to those girls.
But see, your argument breaks down on, like,
attraction
an empirical level
is love.
The reason the argument breaks down is because it's actually been shown that kids that are adopted by gay couples are less likely to be gay. They're less likely to want to be gay in the future.
Well, where did you get that research? Is what I would ask.
Well,
I guess I'll have to look it up. Sorry.
I've come with some research that says the exact opposite.
You got to remember, Jacob.
You know, what I'm going to say is, it's the most dangerous health hazard. It is experimentation with sexuality, and especially homosexuality.
Why would somebody choose to be gay with all the hatred and bigotry that is, sent toward them?
Why would someone choose to be a pedophile? Why would someone choose, just like your other caller said? Why would someone choose to be a murderer? Look, they're not fully developed in their mind until they're 20-some years old. And you're telling me they They have decided their lifelong
preference. I am telling you, absolutely. Here's what I'd recommend. Here's what I'd recommend for you, Jacob. There's a great show out there called Flaming Freedom. It's an internet-based show. And obviously, it's hosted by a couple of gay guys. And they will tell you their stories, and you can talk. You should talk to some gay people and ask them, at what point did you know you were gay? At what point did you realize
this? I've talked to many homosexuals. I've actually seen them in the churches and found them out that they were in the churches and they were preaching against homosexuality and they were homosexuals. Look,
I don't believe it. I think that everybody's got their story. I think that their story, maybe they were confused as they were growing up. It's certainly true that a lot of young people are confused about their sexual orientation. And there's no doubt that that society is a factor. And that's, I think, maybe what leads some people to being confused about their orientation.
Let me say this. You know, love. I mean, what is love? Is love just physical and sexual attraction and those actions? Is that what real love is? And is that what we're really discussing?
No, I think love is much more than sex.
Are we just discussing the freedom to be able to do those acts? Because I don't have no problem with you.
Love and freedom are like almost synonymous in my mind.
What's that?
Love and freedom are basically synonymous in my mind.
Yeah, love is not equivalent to sex at all.
How are love and freedom synonymous in my mind?
Yeah, I mean, you're not enslaved, but I mean, what's freedom and love got to do with each other? Tell me.
Because in order to be of a mindset where you want freedom,
scripture, but I don't see how you get it.
So. Jacob, if you're going to ask the lady a question, let her answer it. All right.
Well, if you're going to if you like freedom, like a genuine, I want freedom and I want, you know, like we were talking about, other people to have freedom, then that comes, like that feeling, at least for me on a personal level, because I can only speak to my experience, that's from feeling love towards my fellow humans and realizing that, you know, we all have, like while we're all unique and different, there's something about each of us that is very similar and like unifying.
Jacob, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate
and
hearing
I
from
no
you
problem
tonight.
With freedom. Thank you, guys.
Feel free
I
to call
no
us any old night. We'd love to talk to you further about various different issues. The ones you brought up earlier, in fact, would be great. 855-450-FREE. You know, one of the ways I love my fellow humans, as you were talking about, Allie, is by respecting what they tell me and believing them. And when gay people tell me they've always known they were gay, I'm not going to say otherwise. I believe it. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you're trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're Final Trim, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-905-5945. Final Trim is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, so you'll be able to lose the max amount of weight, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-905-5945. 1-800-905-5945. That number again is 1-800-905-5945.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade to the toughest nails, new world.
New world where we are. I'm not the old and old baby, baby.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com. It's time to set your dog free and get your copy now.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever's on your mind.
In these remaining moments, well, actually, you probably won't be able to unless you're already on hold, because the phone lines are blowing up. Every single one of them is full at the moment. So if you don't get in tonight, you know what? We do this thing 7 nights a week, so you can join us any night of the week from 7 to 10 Eastern over at freetalklive.com, and hopefully on your local talk radio station. But if we're not yet on your station all week long, you are welcome to contact them and thank them if they are running some Free Talk Live and ask for more. And if they're not running any Free Talk Live, you can ask real nice like, and maybe they'll take some of our show. So anyway, you can go to freetalklive.com, get interactive with us online, where you can actually control the content of the site. You submit different things to the site, they get voted on, you can vote as well, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site. So once again, freetalklive.com. We continue here. Got to try to keep your thoughts, I guess, as truncated as possible so we can get as many of them in here in the remaining moments of this evening's show. Creighton is on the line in Louisville. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Allie. Hey, Creighton.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I would jumped in the same conversation, while I was waiting on hold. You guys basically called me a bigot, along with that woman from, I believe it was Alabama.
Okay.
North Carolina.
And I wanted to quickly comment about that before I move on with my intent, is that there's a difference between tolerating the way other people choose to live their lives and believing that is a correct way to live one's life.
What does it mean? How do you know what's the correct way? I think that it's just kind of arrogant to assume you know what the correct way to live your life is.
Okay, it may be arrogant for me to believe in a Christian point of view, but I do believe in it. And the fact that I don't advocate and would oppose legislation to do exactly what you guys were talking about doesn't mean that I would accept that lifestyle in my own family.
But Christian,
when you say you wouldn't accept it, what do you mean? Like, so if your son was gay, what would that mean?
That would mean that I would be... I don't know what that would mean because I haven't experienced that. But
you should think about it because there's a possibility, right? Like if you were to have kids, I don't know if you have kids, but if you were to have kids, one of them could turn out gay.
That's okay. But that really is That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about it's one thing to say someone is tolerant of other people's ways of life, and another thing to say that they're acceptable. Those are two different things. But you brought up earlier, Ian, the question of whether or not is...
So hold on. If it's unacceptable, then that means you would ostracize your own son, wouldn't you?
I didn't say... It's a difference between saying something is acceptable and being tolerant of it. It has nothing to do with me per se. To say that I wouldn't advocate a return to previous law systems where being gay got you prison time, I wouldn't advocate that.
Okay.
That's wrong. But that's
right, because you're willing to be tolerant.
My children, that this lifestyle is not the correct lifestyle to my own children.
So therefore, if your son came to you and told you, Dad, I'm gay, you would tell him that he is incorrect and that he shouldn't be that way, even though he can't choose that for himself.
I would tell him that acting out that lifestyle is a sin in my belief system.
I really don't like...
And so he's going to go to hell because he loves another man?
I don't know.
What is a sin?
There.
What is a sin?
A sin is usually a sin is best defined as an act, a deliberate act that offends either God or causes harm to another human being, which also offends God. So ultimately, it's an offense to God.
You know, Crichton, you're welcome to call back with your further thoughts. I appreciate your call tonight. I want to get some other folks in here. Sin, you know. If the idea is that God doesn't like this and it's an offense to God, then why did God create gay people? I mean, if look,
well, they
born,
would say the Christian response, or not?
The
I should say the
response
Christian
is
response.
You're choosing it,
but or it could be they're choosing it, or that you know, like you've been like corrupted at some point.
It's ridiculous. Those are just excuses to avoid listening to what someone is telling them,
mm-hmm.
to avoid someone's honest communication of their personal experience about why they're gay. To say that someone would choose to be ostracized like this, to choose to be completely shut out from so many people who have so many closed-minded viewpoints is ridiculous,
mm-hmm.
and especially after you've actually talked to gay people and you know that they were born like this. Plus, you can look at nature where there's homosexual activity between animals. Are the animals also choosing to be gay? Is it the culture of the monkeys that has influenced some of them to be gay?
There also might be biological reasons why humans might be gay. Like, you know, I've heard people make the argument that, the more children one might have, this is just a theory, but that, you know, so you're having a bunch of kids and then after a while they might, you know, be more likely to be gay. Because, maybe that's just like a self-correcting overpopulation measure so that people don't have to, you know, whatever, because you
knows?
Can't reproduce if you're
or
gay.
Or maybe it's just, you know, putting all the science aside, maybe it's just the fact that there's just so much variety. That there's just so many differentiations between people and what they appreciate and what they're into, and that it's not all necessarily, culture,
mm-hmm.
because you can find gay people all over the place, regardless of the culture. Let's go to James. He's listening to The Big Talker in Wilmington, North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Allie.
Hey, I'm kind of going along with what the whole conversation here. My specific comment was to Jacob about, you know, choosing whether or not you're gay, and he thinks that it is a choice, but and I'm personally not homosexual, but I never woke up one day and went, you know what, I think I like chicks.
right.
And I wouldn't think that a homosexual would just wake up one day and be like, you know what, I think dudes are going to get me going. You know what I mean? And
that you saw your parents kiss when you were, you know, growing up, and so that's why you decide, you know, that's why you were attracted to women. I think that's ludicrous.
Right.
Well, and for me too, it goes into what you were just saying about what people are into and the variety. Some guys like blondes, and some like brunettes, and some like big butts, and some like small boobs, and
exactly.
Some like dudes. And I don't think people wake up one day and go, you know what? I think I like brunettes, and that's all there is to it. I think that it's something that's there, and whether it's by birth or not, I have a hard time, just making a concrete fact because in my mind. If it is definitely by birth, then there would have to be some sort of connection as far as genetics go. And I don't know that there is a gene that says this guy is going to be gay.
Does everything have to be from genetics, though? I mean, what about the idea that all of us are, you know, let me get a little new agey on you here, but what about the idea that all of us are just individuations of something that is greater than all of us? So, like, you know, for me, God isn't this old man in the sky deciding whether or not you've been good or bad and is going to punish you. God is all that is. It's everything that is and everything that isn't, all that exists, and that we are essentially, you know, our consciousness is an individuation of the greater consciousness, if you will. And that in that, in all of the billions of consciousnesses within this planet, that there's just such a huge range of variety because that's how it is. That's just nature. That it's not necessarily genetics that is playing a factor in whether or not someone's gay. Maybe it's something beyond our understanding.
Well, wouldn't genetics be all part of your philosophy?
I'm sorry?
Sorry, James, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I have one more quick comment for Jacob, yep. And then, you know, I can get off the line and let you guys talk. But he mentioned, you know, that he believes it's wrong because of his faith. But then he mentioned that a baby isn't born deciding that it wants to have sex with a guy. But I would argue that he wasn't born a Christian. He was born an atheist because as a baby, he has no idea what a God is. The only reason he follows the Christian religion, most likely, is that that's what his parents told him that he followed as a child.
For sure.
He followed it and believed it.
Absolutely, James.
For me, I was a Christian, so I thought, until recently because of that, because that's what my parents told me.
Yep, I'm with you, man. That's how I was raised as well, and I changed from that and became an atheist for about a decade and then became a panentheist, and I appreciate your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Allie, what were you saying?
Well, I thought that maybe genetics would be like included in your, you know, beliefs about God.
You know, genetics, I don't want to claim to understand how all that works, and I don't think that most, you know, the average person who isn't a geneticist could really have a grip on that. Okay. But I think that, you know, despite genetics, we can create our reality for ourselves to some extent. In that, if you look at the placebo effect, people who believe that they're taking something that is medicine will be able to heal a condition on their own, even though that wasn't medicine that they took. It was a sugar pill. But yet the condition went away. It's because, you know, they're not nailed to the genetics. Is genetics an influence? Is genetics important? Yeah, for sure. But is it the end-all, be-all of how your life is going to play out, of what you're going to die from and all that? I would say absolutely not. I think that your thoughts and your intentions and beliefs are more important. But we're out of time for tonight. See you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Call tomorrow if you didn't get in tonight. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Did you know you could go back to school online? Choose a degree in one of the many available programs, including business, criminal justice, psychology, computer science, and many more. If you're serious about going to school in the next year and have a high school diploma or GED, the National Education Online Center can help you find the school you're looking for. Call them 1-888-808-5490 for an expert consultation. Call right away, because classes are filling up by the hour. 1-888-808-5490. Some courses not accredited in all states.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Butch Paul. Please allow me to share some very exciting and important health news with you. I've been struggling with type 2 diabetes for about 15 years now, and was recently told by my doctor that I was going to have to go on insulin soon. I didn't want to, and Dr. Joel Wallach told me not to. He started me on a program using his Young Gene products that within days started reversing my problem. There's a good chance that Dr. Wallach and his Young Gene products may have saved my life. No matter what your health problems are, folks, Dr. Wallach can and will help you. Check out the products on www.pastorbutchteam.com. That's pastorbutchteam.com. Or call 855-828-8326. Please believe me, you'll be glad you did. That's 855-828-TEAM, 855-828-8326, or pastorbutchteam.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.